So, dessert for breakfast.
It's just unnatural.
It's what? Unnatural?
It's unnatural. I mean, think about what your mother would say if she knew you were doing this. You know, waffles and syrup, that's not a good healthy breakfast. How will that give you a good start on the day? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, don't you know?
Hence, syrup and pancakes.
I'm shocked by your American rudeness. Crudeness, I mean, it's like you're a country without mothers.
Actually, we are a motherless country.
I think that was the whole point of the independence from the Queen, is was becoming the motherless country.
Down with mothers, yes, the
Yeah,
Queen
yeah,
Mum,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
So,
you're like the Lord of the Flies.
yeah, actually, we drop giant rocks on small fat children all the time here.
Yeah, that's good to know. And a lot of children get fat because they eat dessert for breakfast.
So, I wasn't aware of the cultural clash I was going to create by making waffles for breakfast. But when I was a child, that was a standard breakfast: three pancakes, eggs, and bacon. And you'd have an enormous sugar rush, and you'd have a lot of carbohydrates in your system, and you'd get fat and tired by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So look forward to that, Kim.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to getting fat and tired in the afternoon. I think I've already gained a lot of kilos in pure fast food fat.
Oh, that's right. You've been eating a lot of crap American food this week.
Oh, and well, I'm going to eat more crap. I have tried now Wendy's, and that was crap.
Arby's.
I've tried Arby's, and that was really crap.
Yeah.
Except, Arby's roast beef sandwich is delicious, as they say, and they wouldn't lie about anything like that.
No.
And I've tried cold Domino's pizza, but
Oh, that's like eating cardboard.
that was the first thing I got when I got to the States, was a beer and a cold Domino's.
Well, I would criticize that by saying that's bad ambassadorial work, but that is actually pretty standard American fare, unfortunately.
Okay, but you can just say that it was bad ambassadorial work, but that's how they are in Kentucky.
In Michigan, however, we took you to Zingerman's last
Yeah, so you
night.
took me to Singerman's and you tried to poison me with this delicious waffle for breakfast. I can feel my arteries, clogging up already.
We'll treat you to a better lunch.
Clogging up with pure fattened joy.
See, that's where the expression comes from. I don't know if you ever heard of the term fat and happy. That's an American expression.
Fappy?
Fappy, yes, that
I've
was
heard of Fappy.
turn of the century expression. It means being successful at eating very, very rich foods that are bad for you. So, I'm glad that you are experiencing all the culinary delights of the United States while you're here, Kim.
We have an expression like that ourselves in Norway. It's called fat, sad, lonely, and mocked.
And there's another cultural difference for you guys. Another cultural observation from Kim Holm of cartoonarchy.com. And I've been Jersey of jdros.com. More to come, because we're doing a class today.
And we're audiobooing every meal in between.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So, see you guys soon. Okay, bye.